And welcome back, babes. Person of Interest with Natalie Jones. That's me. Thank you very much for listening. As always, if you like it, like, subscribe, follow, share, cut and paste wherever you find your podcasts. I hope you're having a great day. And I think you're really going to love this next episode. I love this woman. I am so grateful that my friends at the Scout Guide here in the Cincinnati area recommended me and turned me on to Sylvia Brownlee. She has a business called Skin by Brownlee & Co. She's a holistic acne treatment specialist. That's right. Pretty much if anything says holistic to me, I'm like, oh, I'm all in, yes. And then I met this chick, and she was even better. She's a beautiful woman. She has a beautiful soul. She also has been living with and dealing with acne herself, and so she's a great source to go to about all this stuff. And she is a for sure specialist and expert on the matter. There's a lot of gimmicky things that have been happening in the world when it comes to skincare that I don't trust. Not at all. If there's an ad for it on the side of my computer, yeah, right. You can pretty much, like, eat my dust. I'm never going to buy that product. But everything that Sylvia does and has done, I completely back and stand by. So I got a full facial from her, and then she just gave me a bunch of her products. She didn't even say post it. She was like, I just want to create this package for you and do it. And not going to lie, my skin is dramatically different. And also now I religiously wear sunscreen, no matter what it looks like outside, all day on my face and on the top of my hands. And my skin looks so much better. It's awesome. So this is Sylvia talking about the relationship between acne and mental health. It is so hand in hand. And I've never had acne, so I don't know firsthand. But I think it's one of those, if you know, then you know. And if you live with acne, or if you're an adult man or woman who, because of some sort of hormonal imbalance, you've gotten acne, this is your episode. If you are a parent of a child with acne, this episode is for you. If you are just growing up and your skincare routine is changing, this episode is for you. Man or woman, no matter what your age, Sylvia is your skin therapist. She walks you through it. It takes, she walks you through the whole process. Like, you know, you go to a therapist once a week. This is what you do with Sylvia, along with all the products that she will prescribe for you. And I say prescribe, she just uses her better judgment. There are no pills or anything used in this. This is 100% holistic, and I freaking love it. And we get all into it. We just have a blast, like an absolute blast. Skincare, as I always famously say, Patty Brisbane famously said to me, if there's one thing you should invest in your life, the most important thing is your face. And this is exactly what we're talking about today. Thank you so much. You can find Sylvia at Sylvia by Brownlee & Co. on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook. It's all one word, Sylvia by Brownlee & Co. And also she's Sylvia Brownlee. Just look her up, Google her. She's all over the place. She's an amazing, amazing woman and pillar of her community. And I'm very, very humbled and joyed and honored to share with you guys our conversation. Enjoy. I'm so glad we finally got to get together.
I know. Same here.
It's nice to meet you and to chat and everything. So this is super interesting to me because it all seems, the more that I've like read about it, the connection between mental health and acne is, it all seems very like, oh yeah, duh.
Yeah.
But it's not something that's on the forefront of my mind or that I've really put a lot of time and effort into.
Yeah.
And the more that I've read about all this, this is jarring.
Oh, well, and the thing is that if you haven't suffered from acne,
you don't
think of it that way, right? Like, it's not really going to be in the forefront of your mind.
Can I read to you just a couple of things that I've read, a couple quotes? Okay. There is no single disease which causes more psychic trauma, more maladjustment between parents and children, more general insecurity and feelings of inferiority, and greater sums of psychic suffering than does acne vulgaris.
I believe it.
Oh my goodness. And people with acne are 3 times more likely to suffer from mental health issues than those without.
Yeah.
It's totally insane.
A self-esteem and confidence thing.
Yeah. Like,
and I see it every day because when someone comes in, these people most of the time have been dealing with it all their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It starts maybe as a teenager or as just an adult, but it's just kind of been lingering underneath.
Yeah.
And there's something that brings it out. For example, stress. You know, I mean, I've had clients that I've met that just broke up with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And they never would relate their breakouts to that, mm-hmm. but it happens, and it's because we dig. So it's like, oh, you know, I don't know, I just started breaking out 3 months ago, and I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about that. What happened 3 months ago? Where were you in your life? Did you have a big mood? Did you switch jobs? Did you break up with the boyfriend? And it's like, who would think to ask that, right?
Yeah.
But it's it's something.
This is what I love about you. When I met you, you were like, I'm more of like a, what did you say, like a skincare doctor or skincare life.
Yeah, but you're holistic.
It's your holistic. You're really integrated about it. It's all mental, and what's going on in your world and your skin is a reflection of, you know, your soul.
It can't just be, here's this product, go use it. It's got to be like, let's dig, let's find out what's going on. Otherwise, you're just going in a circle.
Yeah.
And you clear up one breakout and here comes another.
But and ain't that just a microcosm of life, though?
It's like, it's just like you saying, hey, if you can't change the people around you, change the people around you.
Yeah.
If you're hanging with the wrong group of people and you can find yourself doing the wrong things, something's got to change, right?
So tell me, Sylvia, have you, how long have you been working in skin healthcare?
25 years.
Always been in skincare?
So for 1 year, I did hair.
Ah. Did you go to school for everything?
Beauty school? I did. I went for everything. Hair is not my thing. I never, ever want to do hair. I don't even do my own hair.
You didn't like doing it?
No.
Okay.
It was like, I just didn't like it.
Was that like your first year out of school?
Yep.
Gotcha.
And, you know, you're like, okay, I knew I wanted to be in the beauty industry. There was no question about that. I just wasn't sure which route I wanted to take.
Gotcha.
And dabbled in hair. And I was like, yep. This isn't it.
Do you have any horror stories of like giving a bad haircut or a client who was super excited or maybe bad? Like I once got a really bad haircut. I would never blame the actual person who did it, but I went in with an idea of what I wanted and it just turns out it was not good for my face.
Well, see,
and
that's the thing.
I ended up cutting my hair into a mohawk because was a better option.
So what I found with hair is that we always want what looks good on her.
Yes.
Right? We're always scrolling. Like back then when I first got out, it was no social media, right? When I first got licensed. But we always find pictures of something we want. And typically that person either has extensions, it was done for a photo shoot. Like they don't walk around looking like that every single day.
Yeah.
But those are the pictures that your clients bring into you and they're like, I want this. And you're like, yeah, no.
You know what? That's exactly. I took a picture of America's Next Top Model from like season 2.
Right.
And this girl, and I was like, I want this haircut. And then it was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And it just wasn't, I just didn't enjoy doing it. I just didn't love, I don't really have any like horror stories. It just wasn't what I loved. Like I knew immediately, like, this is not, I could not do this for the rest of my life.
So then what made you get into skincare and then stay there?
I just loved it. Once I got into it, I loved doing it. So at first I was more on the kind of relaxation type side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, no, I just want to make a difference in the skin. You know, I don't want to just relax you. I want to see change in the skin, right?
Awesome.
Like, it's one thing where you have a disposable income and you can go in for a facial once a month and that's just kind of your me time.
Mm-hmm.
But I want your me time to be where we make a difference in your skin. And so that's where I was like, I want to do more. Like, I want to focus on, I suffer from acne and hyperpigmentation. So I'm like, I want to clear my own skin and help others clear their skin. If it bothers me, it's got to bother them.
You're like a personal trainer for your skin.
Right. Yeah. It's a great way to put it.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, your personal trainer gives you not only exercises, but diet and lifestyle changes, right? And the only way your body is going to look the way you want it to look is if you follow all those things.
Yeah.
You can't go to the gym every day, but eat like crap and think your body is going to transform.
True. That is me right there. I'm like, I've weighed the same for a decade. I've been working out a whole bunch.
Yeah. But you maintain it that way, right?
Yeah.
But it's also genetics, right? So same with acne. Acne is a lot of times genetic. If your parents had it, there is a 50% chance that you're going to get it.
Really?
And a lot of people don't realize that. So if your mom had it and your dad, it's a bigger chance. If just one of your parents had it, there's a 50% chance. And so it's like, it could be there, but it doesn't come out until you go to college and you're really stressed. Like, until you've really experienced some type of change in your life or your hormones start to fluctuate. You get on birth control. Lots of things can affect.
Yeah. You know what? I recently just saw a girlfriend and I hadn't seen her in like, honestly, 3 years. And she has acne. I mean, crazy acne now. And she never had anything on blemishes on her face at all before. I always thought she had beautiful skin. And she said she got an IUD and all of a sudden she has crazy acne. I'm like, well, then take the IUD out.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not doing that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. That's a major thing. It's the hormones. So different birth controls have more estrogen, more progesterone, or more testosterone. And you have to know which one is best for your skin, your body. And it's kind of sometimes you have to play around with it. But IUD is one of those that is not recommended for acne-prone skin.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's just start with you are Sylvia Skin by Brownlee & Co.
Yes.
And you have your own facial line.
Correct. Skincare line.
Skincare line of products. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously new to this.
That's okay.
And I have your Hydro.
The Cryo Ball.
The Cryo Ball. That thing is insane. I use it every day. When my mom stayed with me, she was using it. And I was like, you need to get your own. This is mine. You cannot take it. She literally asked me, can I just take that?
Wow. That's so funny.
No, you cannot. But so you've been doing this now for 6 years.
Yep.
But tell me, you were starting to tell me before about... like you're the last Brownlee?
Yes, I am the last living Brownlee in my family.
Okay.
So that prompted the rebrand and the name change. We wanted to give it just a different look, a new look, more upscale, more elegant look with the packaging and then with the name change. So I think I was very nervous because people knew Pure Beauty Skin Bar, right? And I was like, oh my God, what if people don't, you know, like the name, or what if they don't know? Like we rebranded and they think we just closed, but... I think it's going well. I think people are like, okay, it's Skin by Brownlee & Co. now. The page is the same. The website will redirect you. So, you know, all those things that you have to think about when you're doing something different like that can be a little scary. But I love it. And I think my clients are very receptive to it.
So now just following you from social media. So you really do. You have clients that come back over time and you really help with their skin.
Yeah. So it's... it's an acne program, so it's usually about 12 weeks, and they come in every 2 to 3 weeks for us to alter their routine, look at their skin, and do some type of treatment. And we take pictures at each visit, so that way we can track the progress, which is the most fun part, because a lot of times clients forget what their skin looked like when they came in.
Really?
Or they feel like, I don't think it's working. I hear that a lot. I don't think it's working. I'm like, really? Okay, well, let's look. And so we look at the pictures and they're like, oh, wow, it is working.
I'm
like,
yeah. So you're really giving women, men and women, such an incredible gift, because acne, like we said, is such a huge barrier on self-confidence self-isolation, which then goes into people's interpersonal relationships with themselves and their personal lives in general.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, just think about, like, I have one client that, she started with me at my old location a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying, I don't think it's working. It's just not really working. I'm like, it's working. No, it's not really working. And then all of a sudden one day she's like, oh my God, it's working.
Yeah.
She now has, her confidence is like skyrocketed.
Yeah.
She started her own business. Like, she goes live all the time, all over social media, with or without makeup. And that is, I mean, that's the thing, you know, to see my clients walk in the door when they first start and their head's kind of down and, you know, they aren't really smiling as much and the conversations are a little different and a little frustrating for them.
Yeah.
Versus when they start to really clear this, they see the change for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Their friends are complimenting them. Their boyfriends are complimenting them.
Yeah.
And they come in and they're like, hey, I'm like, oh, hey. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can see it. Like, it's, and it's priceless for me. You know, it's like, that's what, like, gets me so excited. And I mean, you know, they come in and they take that mask off and I'm like, okay, let's take pictures. And they take the mask off and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, it's working. It looks so good. And they're like, I know. And it's like, whoever that person is in their life that says to them, oh my God, your skin is looking so good. It's all about who that person is, right? Like, whoever's the closest to you that you see often and they tell you that, it's like, game changer.
It is. It's so much. Like, that's such a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't there nothing, there's nothing better, I think, than confidently getting your picture taken or presenting yourself to the world. I mean, I feel like it's my job, but I typically hate getting my picture taken.
Yeah.
And I got to do it all the time.
I know. Yeah. That's the world you're in.
And like, so many people crippling. So now I've read, like, suicide rates are higher in teens that have acne.
My gosh.
Like, it is insane. Bullying people with acne. And like, I mean, it's this whole world that is kind of getting worse too. And acne prevalence in our society, in America, in just with us, is only growing. It's on the increase.
And the thing that you hate to hear, and sometimes a parent doesn't understand it if they didn't deal with it, or they dealt with it and they just grew out of it, is they say to their children, oh, they'll grow out of that.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, maybe they will and maybe they won't. But what happens during the time that they're going to school every day and being teased and picked on because of their skin, or they don't want to participate in any other activities because they don't want the attention on them?
Gosh. Yeah.
And I don't think that people understand how much that really affects your self-esteem. You know, like, my goal is, like, when you wear makeup, you wear it because you want to, not because you have to, right? Mm-hmm. You want to enhance your look. You don't want to be covering up, right? And so my clients, my goal is to always, for them to not wear, I mean, not wear makeup. I typically only wear it if I'm doing an event or a photo shoot, but day to day at work, I'm not wearing it because I think they want to see my skin.
Yeah.
They want to be able to trust me and know, like, well, you know, I think that's important. Like, if I feel like walking out with a full face of makeup and I'm going to do your skin and I'm teaching you all these things kind of is kind of
counterintuitive a little bit.
It's like, and nothing against anyone that does it. Totally okay with it. But that's just not the way that I want to do it. Like, I want you to understand, hey, if I'm telling you you don't need to wear makeup every day and I want you to be comfortable without it, then I should be comfortable without it. Right.
Yeah. Definitely. So you've been doing this now for, like, in skincare, for 25 years.
Yeah.
You've helped so many people.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen people come in and, like, does acne ever go away?
So you can never get rid of acne 100%. You can control it.
Okay.
So if anyone's saying to you, I'm going to get rid of your acne and it's never coming back, that's probably not happening.
Well, so, like, what are some tips that you can give? Because like, I wish I could get your services all the time. Especially you have anti-aging red light therapy.
Absolutely.
And, like, your spa is phenomenal, top
Thank
of the
you.
Line. I do not have a disposable income that I can afford to get treatments all the time. But, like, what are certain things that you say to your clients?
So one thing is home care is super important. If you're deciding with your budget, okay, either I'm going to go get this facial or I'm going to get my products. Products win. The reason is because you have 60 opportunities every month, morning and evening, to do that routine. You come in to me once, right? But day and night, you're making a difference in your skin. If you come to me and get that facial and don't have the right products at home, you're doing yourself a disservice. So I tell clients that too. Like, if a client comes into me and they're kind of on the fence and they're like, well, you know, I'm trying to decide, you know, the facial or the products, I'm like, hands down products. Like, cancel the facial. Let's get you on the right products because that is what's going to get you clear. It's 80% home care, 20% in service with me.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So what? Like, you told me to wear sunscreen every day, no matter what.
Every day, no matter what.
Which I do now.
Good.
And
I mean, look at this office. You have all this lighting. If you weren't wearing sunscreen, come
I really wasn't.
On.
Only in the summertime. Like, I mean, and it does dramatically change your skin.
Yes.
When you actually wear sunscreen. Oh, my gosh.
You're preventing all that damage. You're preventing it, right?
Yes. So,
and if you have anything with age spots, sunspots, hyperpigmentation, while you're brightening that skin and treating it, you've got to protect it. And the UVB, all these computers.
That's what you said. I had no idea that, like, looking at screens is aging your face.
Yes.
Wow. That is huge. Okay, so what are some products that... to your clients, like, you need to use this. What are, like,
so I always go-to? You always want to start with just, like, kind of the signature line. I always tell them, let's do a cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen. So that's what you always want to have in your routine, right? Then we can get into actives. So, like, a vitamin C serum, right? So that's going to help to brighten the skin, but it's also an antioxidant. So a lot of the acne products, the great thing about that is they're anti-aging and anti-acne. So you're kind of winning on both ends.
Okay.
And then you get into, like, your glycolics, your mandelics, and those are exfoliating serums.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's going to help to remove that dead skin, keep those cells turning over. Then we incorporate in treatments the red light therapy, which is going to boost all of those things. So my treatments are boosting what you're doing at home.
Okay.
So, again, signature products first, cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen. Then you can bring in your active serums.
Gotcha.
And that's what's going to kind of really give you those results. But when we first start, someone with sensitive skin or just getting into a routine, get the basics first, get the signature, and then we can move into the actives.
So how do you feel, like, what if someone who is treating acne, treating their skin by themselves, And they don't really know exactly what to do, like what products to get. For instance, myself, I pretty much just need personal. So I'm like, I'm asking for myself right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I've never really been. I put Vaseline on my face and like that's it. Yeah. I don't really do. And Vaseline lotion is what I've always done. But now I'm 35.
Yeah,
just quit smoking after 20 years.
I know, that's so amazing. Again,
quit smoking again. Yes, finally.
Yes,
but. I'm looking, you know, now I'm at anti-aging stuff and like it's all expensive and I guess I'm realizing how cheap I am because I just go to TJ Maxx.
Yep.
And they have products for $5 and $8. Do those products that cost $5 compared to the ones that are $75, like if I can't afford the $75 product, like is the $5 one going to do bad things to my skin or?
Well, it just really depends. It's all about the ingredients. And it's all about, like, when you read those ingredients and seeing, like, where they lie on the ingredient line. Like, the further down the actives are on the ingredient deck, the less potent they are.
Okay.
So it might have a little bit of glycolic, but it might be so small that you're not going to see the results that you'd see with something a little more powerful, which is probably more expensive.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So do you have any clients that are teenagers?
I do.
Yeah?
I do. And I go very slow with them because you don't want to overwhelm them with a lot of products. And usually that's like the onset of it, right? Puberty is when the hormones are starting to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so you typically see the acne moves down the face. So it'll typically start on the forehead. And then you'll see kids with little tiny pimples on the forehead and it moves down to the cheeks and then down to the chin. But what that can be is that can be they might be active as far as sports. So they might not be taking care of their skin in regards to after they've sweat, just washing their face.
Yeah.
Just the least amount, the least things that they could do, cleanse their face day and night, right? And wear a sunscreen for them. And a lot of times, like think about running track. And you're out in the sun day and night playing football. You're out in the sun day and night practicing games. They need to be cleansing their face and using a sunscreen every single day, those athletes. And a lot of times they just don't. Sometimes the parents don't have a routine, so they don't know to teach the kids that they need a routine.
Yeah.
But also with kids, their diet is usually not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's at home, you give them a good diet and they go to school and they buy from the vending machines or their friends or, you know, they hit up. So it's about just teaching them kind of like good things to eat, good snacks to have.
Yeah.
Making sure they're getting enough water and staying hydrated, which is super important. And something so simple as changing their pillowcases.
Ah, that's a great.
Yeah.
That seems so obvious. Like I forget.
All the sweat on those pillows. You know, boys, they don't know. Like, they just go home and they're like, I'm tired. I'm going to lay down, take a nap. And then all that sweat is on their pillows. So then eventually they take a shower, but then they lay their head back on that dirty pillow.
Yeah.
Tons of oils that are on there and they're just laying their face right on there.
So, like, your acne studies, did you enhance your education as you went through?
Yes.
Okay, because you started out just doing facials. So walk me through that process a little bit.
Yeah. So when I went out on my own, I decided acne and hyperpigmentation are going to be what I focus on. And so every class that I take is about acne and hyperpigmentation.
What is hyperpigmentation?
Hyperpigmentation is the trauma that's left over after the breakout typically. So it could be sunspots, age spots, dark spots.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's from trauma. And it's just hyperpigmentation is excess melanin in the skin, right? So have you seen like maybe your mom has some age spots from laying out in the sun too long, right? That's too much melanin being pushed up to her skin. So what happens with that is the only way you can stop that is by figuring out where the problem came from, right? Okay. You can't really stop the hyperpigmentation until you stop the acne. And a lot of times people will come to me and they'll say, well, I only get a few breakouts now, but I want to get rid of this hyperpigmentation. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, but we have to stop the acne. Otherwise, every mark you have is going to turn into, for darker skin tones, it's going to be brown or darker brown. For lighter skin tones, it's going to be like pink or red.
Okay.
And so that's how that works. And so the only way to stop that is to solve the problem first.
Mm-hmm.
Once we solve the problem, then we treat the hyperpigmentation or post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation is what we call it.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted to focus just on those two, and then what happened?
And once I did that, I just promoted only that. I just promoted at my acne clients. I just promoted hyperpigmentation. And those clients came. You know,
did that change the way you were doing your daily? Because you started off like in facials, you know?
So when I started off on my own, I did like in skin, I did everything. Like I did facials, I did waxing, I did lashes, I did microblading. And gotcha. I just felt like I was just all over the place. And I was like, I need to focus.
It's hard to focus, yeah.
Yeah, and you can't, I found that when you specialize in something, you become better at it, right? Mm-hmm. Like doing all those things, there was no way I could be amazing at all those things.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't give it all my time. It was like, okay, I'll do microblading on this client, then I'll do a facial on this client, then I'm doing a wax. I'm like, and then it's also expensive. So you have to have what you need for all those services, whether you're doing 20 or 5, you know, you have to be prepared because whoever books, I do online booking, so I don't control who books for a microblading session versus a facial.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I just was like, you know, this is where I'm passionate, this is what I love doing, and this is what I want to do every day. And so I just basically took those extra things off my book, phased out those clients, referred them to others, and then strictly went in for acne and hyperpigmentation. So when I market, that's what I market to. I market to the acne client or the client that suffers with hyperpigmentation. And that seemed to work for me. And once I started doing that and really focused in on my niche, that's when my business grew.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you are a holistic
acne specialist.
And a holistic acne specialist,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So when you sit down with clients for the first time, what are some common questions that you ask them?
So I ask them about their diet.
Okay.
I ask them about their lifestyle, meaning if they work out, are they on any vitamins? Are they on any supplements?
Mm-hmm.
All of those things play a major role in your skin.
Yeah.
I ask them if they're under a lot of stress on a day-to-day basis. That could be their job. That could be their home life. That could be their kids. And so that way I know like where that stress could be coming from and help them get ways to control that. Or, you know, that might be meditation.
So you're like a therapist. You're like a skin therapist,
yeah.
But like you're like a life therapist,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it's definitely a time when they come in and when we're doing a treatment that I'm like hearing all the woes or all the great things. And sometimes you just need that. Like you just need to like
for
release it. And I'm the person that I'm never telling your story. So no one else is going to hear it. And I don't know your family or your friends, most likely, right? So it's like, oh, God, I got that off my chest.
Yeah.
Might have gotten some good advice. And now I can move on with my day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that that the mental health acne relationship is kind of like chicken and egg?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, because one big thing that's a major problem is picking, right? And so it's kind of, it can be a nervous habit that people pick. It could be just them thinking like, I gotta just get this off, right? Like that is, if I could wave my magic wand and have one thing happen for my clients, that would be no picking.
Okay.
Because what they think is happening is, oh, let me pick this zit and then it goes away.
Oh my gosh. Well, because we're all obsessed with Dr. Pimple Popper.
Right.
And it's just in our nature as primates, you know, are we primates? Yeah. But, no, monkeys are regardless, you know, but like picking is like, in our nature, I know growing up, my mom always picked on my skin.
Yeah.
And we, you know, but that's bad. And people always said that was bad, but I would
do it
anyway.
I know. Well, it's the angle that you're picking at, right? So when you're lying down and I'm doing your facial, I'm extracting from a different way.
Mm.
When you are extracting yourself, you're extracting from a completely different way. So really what you're doing is you're pushing that bacteria back into the skin, which means it's going to lead to more bacteria and break out somewhere else on the face.
Gotcha.
It's also going to take a longer time for that area to heal. And that mark is going to probably be darker because you've created trauma to the skin.
Yeah.
And anytime we create trauma, it sends a signal that says, oh, I need to create more collagen, more elastin, and more melanin, which is what we don't want. We don't want an extra boost of melanin.
Okay. Melanin is...
Melanin is the dark spots,
the
hyperpigmentation, the redness.
So how do you feel about... I do the Aztec clay mask or whatever, you know, but I read on it because I'm getting into this stuff, but I read like, but the more that you do that, the more that you take away from your skin, the more it's going to try harder to build it back up and it's gonna make it worse.
Yes. So the problem is a lot of acne clients want to dry their skin out.
Yeah.
You definitely don't need to dry your skin out. You don't have acne prone skin, but
it's really
drying your skin out is not good. The more hydrated your skin are, the less likely you are to see wrinkles, and the easier your skin is going to heal and turn over.
Gotcha.
So the drier skin has to work 10 times harder. And if someone is acne prone and has a little more oil production and they dry their skin out, it's going to produce more oil. So now then your skin becomes dehydrated because it's like, I'm producing all this oil and I'm drying it out. It doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, what a balance. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember my dad telling me a story when he was in college. He played football. One of his teammates had acne and he would take 3 showers a day and just sit with like the soap on his body and let it dry it out. Because I don't know, but there was no treatments for acne 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And
so it's come
along. Like a lot of people also think that like tanning beds help it. Mm-hmm. They think that drying it out helps it. So the tanning bed, it's just going to give you that illusion that it's drying it up for the moment. But as soon as that moisture hits back, the breakouts are back.
So how do you feel about Accutane? So Accutane is a really, from my knowledge, is a very severe, well, it's intense acne treatment. And I think, is it pills and you, and it, maybe
it's,
some
it's a, yeah, topical? It's, you ingest it. It's a pill, but it does have a lot of side effects. So I would say if someone is really thinking about Accutane, I mean, those are for the very, very, very severe cases of acne, very cystic, you know, painful acne. And sometimes it's the last resort for some. I think that sometimes people just kind of want to hurry up and do Accutane because they just want a quick fix.
Yeah.
And the thing is that even if you get on Accutane, it still can come back.
And it's kind of, Accutane has kind of some negative side effects too.
Oh yeah. I've had clients that I've treated that have been on Accutane before.
Really?
And one client, she had to get off of it because she was having seizures.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I dated a guy who took it as a kid and he said his family didn't have, they didn't grow up with a lot of money. He's like, but his dad spent so much time and effort with him on his acne because his dad grew up with acne.
And he knew how.
Then he got it. And I remember him saying to me, like, my dad understands how bad it is and like what it's like. And he didn't want me to go through it because it was like, it was so hard for him growing up having such bad acne.
Yeah. And thank goodness that his dad, you know, had it. So he understood.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the thing is that I was saying earlier is that sometimes the parents don't understand. They don't get it because they haven't dealt with it or lived through it.
So what kind of things are kids like? So in a parent-child relationship that you don't, and the parent doesn't know, like, do you have any tips? Or, like, what kind of things?
Just, like, be very aware and don't brush it off and try to help them. You know, you could just do a consultation with an esthetician and find out what can we do to help. Because there's different types of acne. And there could be something that he or she is doing that could be an easy fix. And they don't know it, but they're probably definitely picking. And instead of picking, you want to ice the skin. Ice the skin. So that's the whole point of the cryoball because it helps to reduce that inflammation.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. And so icing helps it a lot. And so anytime a client says that I know are pickers, I always tell them ice it. Whenever you feel like you want to pick, ice instead.
Wow.
You know, it gives them something to do with their hands, but then it also is helping to reduce that inflammation.
And the water isn't going to dry it out or anything like that?
So you want to do it in circular motions. Hence the reason the ball is circular, so it's moving constantly.
Yeah.
You don't want to hold that ice in that specific area. You want to be moving that ice around to help to reduce that inflammation all over your face.
Okay, gotcha.
That really helps tremendously. I mean, if someone has acne and they're doing that twice a day, morning and evening after they cleanse, they'll see big results with the inflammation going down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do that in the morning when I'm puffy and
absolutely
do it in the shower. It's not as hard in the shower when there's like hot water.
Yes.
I don't know if that's, maybe it's not doing
so
anything.
You don't want to use extremely hot water on your face.
Well, I mean, like sometimes when if an ice cube is like seems like daunting, like that's way too cold.
Yeah.
I find like in the shower somehow like the steam around it makes you feel better.
But you want it to be cold. You want that coldness to reduce that inflammation.
Okay.
You know how athletes take ice baths after they work out or if they have sore muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's the cryo.
Yep.
Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. So look, we got totally off topic here. So I was asking you like what you ask clients.
Oh, yeah.
You started with like diet.
Yep. We diet, lifestyle, and then just like what their day-to-day life is like because I don't want to give someone this six-step routine that has 3 kids at home, a husband, and a crazy work schedule, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to start slower with them. And so I need to know like what your lifestyle is like so I can know what to expect. Are you going to be consistent? And then the other thing I ask is how committed are you to this program?
Mm.
Because if you're like 50% committed, it's probably not a good time to start.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you have to be 100% committed and ready for a change because this is a lifestyle change. It's not just a, okay, I'm going to use these products and then get my skin clear and then I'm done. It's a lifestyle change. Like I mentioned, you can't cure acne. You can control it, but you can't cure it. You know, you're going to still have those one or two hormonal breakouts at the time of your cycle.
Yeah.
And that's normal.
God, women, I mean, yeah. And women are more likely to get acne and it's like all hormone based. We get it. Just, you know what? One more thing. One more thing.
One more thing that we have to deal with.
But continue. So yes, hormonal breakouts for sure. So that's like a thing. We always talk about that, like when you're about to start or something, getting acne, but it definitely, and is that?
It's usually about 7 to 10 days before the cycle that it typically happens.
Okay.
And some of the things that you can do for that is just to make sure your diet has some non-inflammatory foods, like that you're not eating a lot of like dairy, which is inflammatory, peanut butter, which is inflammatory.
Really? Ah, that makes sense. Peanut butter gives me heartburn. The only thing that gives me heartburn is peanut butter.
Peanuts and peanut butter are, you know, they will flare up the breakouts. So it's not the food that causes the breakouts. It's the inflammation in the foods. And so you're already dealing with an inflammatory condition, right? Acne is inflammation. Mm-hmm. And then putting that inflammatory food in does not help.
The balance, man. I feel like that is so, I mean, common in life, but I mean, so... Yeah, like pHing it out somehow.
Yeah,
I mean,
what
do you do a lot of anti-inflammatory stuff in your day-to-day life? You know?
So water is key. And then an essential fatty acid is very helpful to keep that inflammation down. And if I slip up and I know and I have things I shouldn't, I already know what's happening. Mm-hmm. You can feel it, though. Like when you transition to eating better and eating non-inflammatory foods and then you have something, like you treat yourself.
Yeah.
To something, you immediately feel it. Like your stomach's like bloated. You're like sluggish. And that's what I tell my clients. I'm like, okay, let's take these things out for 3 weeks. And then you can slowly add them back in. As you slowly add them back in, that's when you determine what your triggers are. That's how you know. And the way you feel, the way your body feels, the way your skin reacts, you immediately know. Then it becomes your decision to decide.
Yeah.
All right. Forget it. It's worth it to me to have this milkshake or it's not.
Yeah. That's so great. I mean, I think it's really great to position it as we're just going to try.
Yeah.
It's not a huge life. Your life is not going to be over.
Right.
It is not this huge thing. It's like, I'm just going to try this and see what happens from there.
All of my clients get like a packet and it's about 10 pages, but it gives you alternatives. It's like, you know, instead of regular milk, try almond milk or cashew milk or oat milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to give them, it's like, okay, you just can't have this. You don't ever want to say that because then they're like, what? It's like the end of the world, you know? But like, let's give some alternatives. Instead of peanut butter, how about almond butter? So... just an alternative. And it's once you do it, it's kind of like, oh, it's not too bad. It's usually what I hear. It's the beginning where they're like, I can't have macaroni and cheese. And I'm like, well, yeah, Thanksgiving, but not every night for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no.
Isn't it crazy the things that change in your life when your diet changes? I mean, talk about starting at the foundation of life. You know, like that is truly what's going to.
Yeah.
I mean, what is really going to change? I feel like if I'm really good on my diet, which doesn't happen, I'm definitely not perfect.
Yeah.
You know? I'm 70-30. But when I go hundo P all in, I mean, every time I do, I go to the bathroom so often.
Yep.
I always lose 10 pounds instantly.
Yep.
And I'm just like, I am a freaking supermodel. Look out, world.
Exactly. You feel good, you look good, right?
Yeah.
When you feel good, you look good.
It's so true.
I mean, think about when you leave the salon after you get your hair blown out, you know, you get those fresh highlights.
Yeah.
You're feeling good, you know, your skin is glowing. You can conquer the world.
Okay, you know what? This is true. So I hate getting my, I'm just not always, I'm self-conscious.
Yeah.
You know, all of the time.
Yeah.
And when I had my picture taken, in your studio, when I got a facial, I had a, what was my combo? Because you offer so much stuff, which we will get into as well.
Yeah, we did dermaplaning.
Dermaplaning, yes.
We did LED.
Mm-hmm.
We did, what else did we do?
LED, is that the red light?
Yep.
The red light was cool.
The red light's super cool because it's great for anti-aging, collagen, elastin, pulls
just
the toxins off the skin.
The fact that it was at your studio, mm-hmm. I believed it. Because people have been talking about red light for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? No. This is just another one of those gimmicky things that people are going to do to like make you live longer and everything. But
yeah.
I saw it. You were using it. And I was like,
okay. And it also helps with the inflammation. And I remember you feeling mm-hmm. like that was a concern for you too.
Dude, definitely. And I'm so sensitive. My body yeah. is so sensitive. And my skin is so sensitive.
Yeah. We did like a light enzyme on you too.
And what it was amazing. And as soon as we were done, I wasn't wearing any makeup.
Mm-hmm.
He took a picture and I saw the photo and it was like the first time, or it doesn't happen very often, that my initial gut reaction was, damn, I look good.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I was glowing.
Yes.
And I was like, look at my skin.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Girl.
And you feel good.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing. It looked filtered and it was not filtered
yes.
at all.
You know, that reminds me of just literally like Friday, I think I had a client text me, and she's in California, so I work with her virtually.
Mm-hmm.
But her sister lives here, and I cleared her sister. And
you cleared her sister?
I cleared her sister, and then she started coming to, well, virtually coming to me. So her skin was a little different than her sister's, a little more challenging.
Uh-huh.
And so she was like getting a little frustrated throughout the process, feeling like it wasn't working. So the last text I got from her, she said, I just feel like I should be further along. We're 4 months in and I feel like my skin should just be clear and we should be working on the hyperpigmentation. And I said, okay. So what I did was I went through her file and I found her first picture and I sent her her picture of her skin right now. And she's like, oh my God.
Whoa. Whoa.
She's like, I forgot how bad it was.
Yeah.
And I said, don't compare your journey to anyone else's.
Yeah.
I mean, her and her sister are super close and they talk every day. So it's easy to say, oh, well, I was clear in 2 months, which is great for you, but that's not her journey. And it was hard for her. She wore makeup every day. It was hard for her mm-hmm. to not, because she was covering it up, right? That's
yeah.
an insecurity that a lot of women have when they have acne. They want to cover it up. And if you're covering it up with the wrong makeup, that can be making it even worse. And if you're not cleaning your makeup brushes, that can make it even worse. So it's all those small things and changes that we have to address before we can really see a big difference. So once I sent that to her, she's like, oh, okay.
Well, it's got to be harder to really track because, you know, like with the weight loss journey, for instance, you have a pound. You have like a number,
right.
which we all know the number is BS, by the way.
Oh, right.
The number is completely BS.
Completely.
But it's something to like to easily keep it. It's a metric to keep
yeah.
track of, you know.
Yep.
And your skin is obviously not. And when you see it every day, you
yeah.
know, you're
you
not
don't
as
think
used to
it's
it.
Happening, right? You think if you get, I'm telling you, it's funny because if you have 20 pimples, you're like, oh my God. But then once you get clear, when you get 2 pimples, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, now you're clear and you got 1 little pimple and you're freaking out. I'm like, don't you remember? And they're like, I know. I'm like, okay.
Wait, so let's back up here. So you do these treatments in person, obviously.
Yep.
You can go. So do you call your brick and mortar? Is it a spa or it's a wellness center?
A skin bar.
A skin bar. Okay.
Yes.
But so what are virtual appointments?
Yeah. So
what happens in a virtual appointment?
So basically it's like a 45-minute appointment virtually. So you'll get a Zoom link and we are chatting. I'm asking you the exact same questions. I have an app. So you upload your pictures into the app.
You have an app as well? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Continue about the virtual. Okay.
Yeah. So they've uploaded their pictures into the app and I'm taking a look at them so I can evaluate their skin. And we go through all those same questions, diet, lifestyle. The biggest difference is they never receive treatments. They just receive products.
Okay.
But every 2 weeks they follow up. We do a virtual consult every 2 weeks. I alter their routine and they get clear.
See, this is what I love about you. It's because everyone I can see that acne and skincare, you feel alone and you don't know.
Yeah.
And so when you buy the expensive product, you don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah.
That's what it's so frustrating about all
that's
of this.
That's the thing. And that's where the guidance comes in. That's where I feel
yeah.
it's so important. And that's why the app came about, is because I wanted anyone that purchased my product, no matter where they were, to have some guidance,
okay.
right? Like,
yeah.
I don't want anyone to purchase a product and be like, oh, it's too strong. I'm breaking out more. The thing is sometimes you will purge and you need that guidance. You need to know that it could happen. You could purge. You could get a little dry, but that's why the follow-ups are key.
Yeah.
That's why the check-in is key. So when I tell someone, I tell them consistency is key, but consistently following up is key.
Okay.
Because if you don't and you just like get the products and you're like, I can figure this out on my own. It's like, probably not.
Yeah.
You'll probably feel like it's working in the beginning and then you'll be like, not. Because with every kit that anyone purchases, they'll get a little card and it's going to give them instructions for the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And those instructions are to get their skin used to it, right? So you're not going full force using a serum every single day. You're going to use it every other day. And you have to use the right amount. Like, you can't overuse products, which a lot of people do. They think, oh, if I put the whole syringe, it's going to work better and faster.
Yeah.
No. It's going to dry you out. And you're going to be irritated.
A little bit, yeah.
Yes. So slow and steady wins the race, right?
Well, and also, women, men and women, but our skin is always changing.
Always
and aging. And
I get that all the time.
It's always changing.
People will say to me, well, I used to eat like this and I never had a problem. That's great. But your body is always changing. Your skin's changing. The climate changes.
Yeah.
You travel. You're in the airports. The airplanes are so drying. You go from one climate to the next. It's all different.
Mm-hmm.
So hydration is key. You have to watch your skin. And sometimes you have to back off your actives if you're going to be somewhere where the air is extremely dry. Or the winter time. We just had a crazy winter, right? Like, I had the most people being dry than this year than ever, I think.
This winter was an absolute headache for sure.
Yeah.
And like, well, that's good to know because I feel like it can be really confusing. I'm going to take my shoes off here.
Yeah.
It can be super confusing on what to do and how to use them. Like the products I used growing up aren't the same. Like, it was a big deal. Just in my 30s, I stopped using Proactive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using Proactive my entire life.
Yeah.
Since I was 13 years old.
Wow.
And now 20 years later, I was like, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah.
And what I didn't know, so I bought something off Instagram because I'm super swipe and press one button and fine. But I was telling you about the stuff that I use, and you were like, actually, I use a gel. And you were like, actually, you need to be using a cream.
Yeah.
You're at that age.
Yeah, because
like,
you want
more
hydration.
But I'm like, well, which one do I use?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it's sometimes it is trial and error if you're not being guided. You know, like, if that's the benefit of having an esthetician, is they're going to look at your skin and they're going to know, like, you need this. You need something with a little more hydration than a gel. And sometimes summertime, you're going to go back to a gel. In wintertime, you might go more to a cream.
See, you're so wonderful and understanding, because I can see, like, it's hard. You're asking questions that maybe some people have to really look at themselves in the mirror and be like, well, like, I was... Like, I actually don't wear SPF all the time, and my diet's actually maybe shit, and you can tell. And
yeah.
And you're like, you gotta hold people accountable.
Well, and I think the biggest thing is people have to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll have clients that are like, I'm doing everything you tell me. I'm eating all right. And I'm like, I saw your story last weekend. I know you were.
That's what I hate about stories. I'm like, there are no secrets anymore.
I tell my clients, I go, I'm unfollowing you guys. I just can't.
Yeah.
I go, I'm unfollowing you. I can't watch your stories. And, you know, like.
No, but you're so wonderful about it. Like, look Sylvia up, because you're a beautiful woman.
Oh,
and I'm staring
you.
At your very kind smile. And I'm like, I could never lie to you. Like,
I'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're not doing your routine. Tell me the truth. Or I can feel it on their skin, you know, when I'm cleansing their skin. And I'm like, how's your cleansing process going? Are you cleansing for a full 60 seconds? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, maybe we could work on that a little better.
Okay.
Get a little better at that, because I can feel a lot of congestion and I shouldn't.
How do you feel about exfoliating?
So a lot of people over exfoliate.
Okay. I use those exfoliating gloves on my face every day. I even do like a dry scrub in the morning a lot of times.
No.
No?
You should not.
All right. I feel like I'm drying my skin out here.
You are.
Yeah.
So you should do that.
And I've been using Dr. Bronner's on my face.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to talk bad about any line.
Love you.
But these gloves, are they for the face?
Yeah, no,
the
ones
the
you can
body.
Buy, like, yeah, the ones you can buy like at the grocery store for like $5.
But are they for the body though?
You face and body. For the body. They're really for the body.
Yeah. Right. So here's what I want you to think about. If it's for your body, which that skin is much tougher, thicker, the face is much thinner, I probably wouldn't use it on my face.
Okay.
So like just a very thin, granular scrub like once to twice a week at the most for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna put together a kit for you.
Okay.
And some instructions.
Okay, cool. I must say I do, and I think a lot of women, like, we are, how old are, I'm 35 and
I'm 43.
And what? No way.
Yeah.
Damn, girl. See, I'm gonna use your products. I'm like, All right. You look amazing.
Thank you.
You just look very, your spirit is very young.
Oh, thanks.
I can tell. Yeah. But I feel like I'm in the middle of, do I use old lady cream? Because I would always like steal my mom's old lady cream growing up. Mm-hmm. I guess, well, shoot, she was my age. But it would make my skin break out when I was younger.
Yeah. Well, and it probably was too heavy for you back then. Yeah. You know? There's something you just said that I wanted to touch on, and it was, I use my mom's cream. A lot of people want to use what their friends are using because their skin looks good.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily right, right? Like, you have to do what's best for your skin. Your best friend could be slathering coconut oil on her face and not have a problem because she just genetically has amazing skin. But you do it, and it could be like a disaster.
So how do you feel? I personally used to use coconut oil on my face every night and bio oil on my face. But then I've also read that oils are a waste of time and that your body doesn't absorb the oil actually.
So none of my clients will be using oils on their face, especially not a coconut oil, because it's pore clogging.
Right?
So there's a couple oils that are not, and that's like sunflower oil or safflower oil. Those are non-pore clogging. They're going to be okay to like use to remove your makeup or for a body oil.
Really? I use them to cook with, but I can also use them on my face and my butt. Okay.
Yep. But it depends. Like, it depends on if it's like an occlusive. Like petroleum jelly and Vaseline are occlusive. So what that's going to do is it's not going to let the moisture escape your skin, but it's not going to penetrate. So it's really not going to hydrate the skin.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. So you want to have like a hyaluronic acid in your routine, which is going to, it helps the moisture bind to the skin. It holds 1,000 times its weight in water.
Okay. So that is, okay. So hyaluronic acid, you can also get it and ingest it.
Oh. Yeah, I've never tried that.
I don't know.
You did?
My mom bought some in powder form off the internet.
And to put in her smoothie or something?
Well, she hadn't read about ingesting it, and I did, and I put it in my smoothie, and it exploded my Vitamix. I've like never had that happen. It literally exploded.
That's scary.
Yeah. So have you heard of
that in your body?
I know. Have you heard? So I did not drink. I mean, I tried it. Yeah. And was like, this seems scary. But do you have any say on ingesting that stuff?
I don't. I haven't researched that. That would be scary to see it. That happening, so I don't think I'd ever put that in my body.
Okay, but this is good to know, the hyaluronic acid. So my mom has been talking about this for years, but I have been like, it says acid in the name.
Yeah,
what
but
is
it's
it?
But it's moisture for your skin.
Okay,
so then you have to layer on a moisturizer so that it captures all that moisture. So a lot of times I'll mix my hydrogel and my Power C and put that on, and then I'll put my moisturizer on.
Okay, so vitamin C on the face is really good.
Great. It's an antioxidant and it's brightening.
Okay.
So you're supposed to start anti-aging in your late 20s. Never too early to start that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what would you say to someone if they're changing products a lot? You stick to one?
You don't really want to do that because your skin could get irritated.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, you want to stick with what works for you, you know? Okay. And if you want to add some different things to the routine, you know, like, don't just buy things just to buy them. Know why you're buying them, right? So, like, if your concern is, you know, usually I ask someone, I don't just assume when you come in for a consult that you came in for the acne. I ask, like, what brings you in today? And so if you say the acne or the hyperpigmentation or the dryness, the dehydration, that's what I'm going to address. And I also ask, what do you love about your skin? You know, I want to know what you love about it, too. And after I take the pictures, I kind of show them like what I see, because what I see, that's what I'm here to do. Right. I'm here to help you and say, this is what we can do. This is why we would do this. It's going to help with this. And that's important to know, right? Like, you don't want to just be given something and don't know what it's going to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to explain what each product is going to do to you. I'm going to explain what your serum is for, if it's going to be brightening and exfoliating. You need to know that. Otherwise, you're going to come to me and say, well, why aren't I using an exfoliator? Because most people think exfoliate means granule. Like, it's got to be rough. They've got to feel it. But lots of serums are exfoliating. Your glycolic serum is exfoliating. Your mandelic serum, your salicylic, those are all exfoliating serums.
Okay.
Yeah, we call them alpha hydroxy acids.
Okay, yeah, that's alpha hydroxy. Yeah. Crazy, man. So have you seen more and more like holistic? You're the only holistic health care, I mean, skincare woman I have ever met or heard of. And I'm not as into, you know, skincare beautiness.
Yeah.
I tend to be more like tough all the time, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm realizing as you get older, like, I don't want to look old.
No. I don't ever think you look old,
you know.
You, yeah, you want to maintain that.
I want to age. I want to age gracefully.
And you know, wearing that sunscreen, you will.
Okay, so what kind of sunscreen should
I use? You want to use at least an SPF 30.
Okay.
And the key is also reapplying it. So know that if you put that on at 8 a.m. this morning, by noon you should have reapplied.
Okay.
That's super, super, super important. And, you know, like we're coming into what? Spring?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get light. Next week, I think it'll stay lighter longer. That means you need to be reapplying your sunscreen more throughout the day.
I never do. I only do when I'm like basking in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But really, just on a regular day to day.
Yeah. So a lot of people think like, oh, well, if I put my sunscreen on, I'm not going to get tan. That's not true.
No, you get tanner.
That's
not how.
Yeah. People think, oh, I'm not going to. No, you will. You just are protecting your skin.
So the number one thing is really to, like, so what would you say to someone
who has. Apply and reapply.
Apply and reapply. What would you say to someone who has acne?
Number one thing?
Yeah. Can that person still use regular SPF as a sunscreen?
They should be.
Okay.
Yeah. And they should be icing.
Icing.
Don't pick ice.
Don't pick ice. Okay. And so what are some of the things to expect from your, like, what are some of the things that you offer at your beauty bar?
Mm-hmm. So we offer acne treatments, of course, an acne program. That's a 12-week program that includes your treatments as well as your products and your guidance with me.
Mm-hmm.
We also the virtual program. So if you're not local in Cincinnati, no problem. We still can guide you through that process.
So it's seriously like a therapist for your skin, skin therapist.
Yes. I like that name.
I love it. Yeah.
Like
your skin therapist.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Yeah. I might take that.
All right.
Yeah. Go. Hashtag your skin therapist.
For real though.
Yeah.
Seriously. This is like, I mean, if I saw someone like a beauty coach I could check in with all the time.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then we do brightening treatments. So some people are beyond the whole acne thing. They no longer have it, but they have the spots from it. So we do those. And then we do like the glow facial where someone just wants to really enhance their skin and maintain it. And then I have a bridal program as well. So for brides looking to get their skin ready for that big day, we do like a countdown Pure Beauty bridal program too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
Yeah. So wedding season, the brides are, I've got a bride now. Her skin is gorgeous. She comes down from Columbus. She started virtually and then now she comes down once a month because her wedding is in May. So, and she's clear. So we are just maintaining and coasting right now.
Oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I love this. So you are, we take the guesswork out of your skincare routine, specializing in hyperpigmentation and acne for all skin types.
Yes.
Damn, girl. Thank you so much, Sylvia.
Thanks for having me.
And I do want to know a little bit of backstory.
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing this backwards here. Where are you from?
I'm from here.
Right here, Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati, Ohio.
So
born and raised.
Okay, where?
I grew up in Kennedy Heights.
Okay.
And I went to college at Indiana Wesleyan University.
Okay.
So I did my undergrad after I got my cosmetology license. So kind of backwards, some might say.
Okay.
And I did that because I just wanted to be prepared. I just wanted to have a backup plan if I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to get as far in the beauty industry as I can. So I want to have everything I might possibly need.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter who lives in Houston.
All right. Congrats.
Yes. And what else do you want to know about me?
So you're from, you went to school and then you started working at Mitchell's right out of school.
Yep. Worked there for 10 years. Decided like, okay, let's figure out what's next.
Yeah.
So I went on to manage some salons.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to run a couple beauty schools.
Wow.
Yeah. So I felt like when I went to manage the salons, I felt like there was like a disconnect from when someone finished cosmetology school and started in a salon. You know, like because when you're in cosmetology school, you learn to pass the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of the main thing. Like I feel like any career that you have to pass a test, they're preparing you for that test. So then when you get out, you're kind of like, okay, now what? What do I do?
Yeah.
So I felt like there was kind of that disconnect. And so I wanted to be able to help those students learn, like, okay, when you're done here, you need to have a goal in mind. Like, what are you going to do? What's next? Like, let's work on that before you get out of here so that you're not lost. Like, let's land you a job. Let's get you a mentor. Like, those are important things that most people don't think about. They kind of like coast through. Yeah. And I think having mentors is like key to success.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And so I ended up getting laid off at the beauty school.
Okay.
And I had started Pure. The name was Pure back then. Mm-hmm. I had started Pure like that summer before.
And this is the product line?
No, the skin bar.
Okay.
Yep. And I got laid off 2015, I think it was. So, I went full time as an entrepreneur, but that it was not easy by any means.
Yeah.
I think I packed up once out of my suite and I was like, yeah, this isn't working. I got to go get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, yeah, absolutely not. You need to go take your stuff back in there and make it work. And I'm like, ugh.
What a good friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're still friends to this
day. What a
good
friend.
For sure. And that's what I did. I actually went back in, set it back up, and here we are, you know, almost six years later. But it was definitely not easy. It was to build a clientele from scratch, to promote yourself, to market yourself. I hated social media.
Yeah.
I did not like being on there. I didn't know what to post or what not to post. I mean, mm-hmm. I was just figuring it out as I went.
Yeah.
And
you've done, I mean, you've grown so much in these couple of years too.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I love it. I love what I do. And I think that that is the big thing. Like, for me to love what I do and feel like, never feel like, oh, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. You know, like, love seeing my clients, I'm always excited. Like, oh, I wonder what happened with such and such and this, you know, like, so what's going on? Like, okay, let me get the skin stuff out of the way so I can hear what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
You know, like, but yeah, every day is different. You know, you don't walk into the same thing every day. So.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you've been mentoring, like you're a skin mentor now, but you've been doing that in life for a long time.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's a great thing.
I have a mentor for radio.
Okay.
And we talk every Friday, and I look forward to it. Mm-hmm. And literally every single week, I have a revelation.
Yeah. I mean, because you can't be the only one pouring into you.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, you need people around you that are doing way better than you. That's how I feel anyway, right? Like,
definitely.
You need all kinds of people around you and people that can say, yeah, you shouldn't be doing it that way.
And it's definitely, what a good friend and a good person to keep you in check.
Yeah.
And also, like you said, perspective.
Oh, yeah, for
you're giving great perspective.
Absolutely. Like, I don't want friends around me that are like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm like, no, tell me I'm not right.
Same. I feel like I thrive for that criticism all the time.
Yes, give me some constructive criticism. I want to know, like, what do you see when you read this? Like, this morning my friend was like, I think you forgot don't on your post. And I was like, what? I'm like, okay, let me see.
Isn't it easy to do that?
Yeah.
I feel like my posts 90% of the time have some sort of grammatical error.
Yeah.
I don't realize till 4 days later.
Yeah, like, you want those friends to send you that message. Like,
right?
Okay. I mean, my daughter is always like, Mom, did you read that before you posted it? I'm like, yeah. She's like, ugh.
How old is your daughter?
25.
Wow.
26. She just turned 26.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Shout out to her.
That's how I'm able to keep track of how long I've been in the industry.
And what is she? Because you started the year she was born?
A year old.
Wow.
Yep. She wasn't even a year.
Crazy. Yeah. What a journey. Strong woman you are, man.
Yeah, she's been through it there with me.
And now she lives in Houston. What is she studying?
So she has just finished her undergrad, and now she's about to go to nursing school.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm hoping she comes over to the cosmetic side.
A little. Well, I mean, you need nurses.
Cosmetic nursing.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dang. Well, Sylvia, thank you so much.
Yeah,
and where can
for
everybody
me,
check you out?
Yeah, so www.skinbybrownleeandco.com. Mm-hmm. Instagram and Facebook are skinbybrownleeandco.com, same as Twitter.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I stand by your treatments 100%. My experience was amazing. And I truly believe in you. You didn't try to sell me anything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that's the worst.
Yeah.
As someone, I tend to be like, I'm not really that into pampering myself.
Yep.
And And what I hate when I go into these places a lot of the times is they try to sell me all this stuff because I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I really am just here to get this treatment. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And you don't at all. And it's like there's some medical side to you as well.
Yeah.
It feels like, geez, this is just I believe in you and what you're doing 100%.
So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sitting with me today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
This is wonderful. I mean, can't you just feel her joy through the mic? Can't you? Ah, she's amazing. Beautiful, beautiful woman and soul. And she wants to make your skin beautiful and really just help you. She like goes on this emotional journey with you. Ah, because y'all know skincare and the way that you look at yourself and how you feel when you look in the mirror is huge. And that has so much to do with your mental health. And it's the vice versa. Like I said, chicken and egg. You can look up Sylvia at SylviaByBrownleeandCo.com. Same. That is also her handle on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook. And continuing with Mental Health Month, we're going to bust out a whole bunch for the rest of this month. So as usual, stay tuned. Enjoy yourself. You can get at me at Natalie@WKRQ.com or at Nat Jones with 3 O's on all of the socials. Babes, whatever it is you do today, make yourself proud. And as usual, like, follow, subscribe, all those things. And if there's anybody you think needs to be on this podcast, holler at me and let's get them on here.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses. Plus, updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.